Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Although native to the Far East, crepe myrtles are almost indispensable in the southern landscape. Their vibrantly colored flowers in shades of pink, purple, red, and white from May all the way into September virtually define the summer season here in Baton Rouge. The relatively small size of crepe myrtle trees and the colorful flowers they produce make them useful in a variety of landscape situations. Now, I've had a lot of inquiries about crepe myrtles this summer. One of the major issues concerns flowering. And for that, I need to tell you about some of the disease problems that have been going on. Currently, a lot of crepe myrtles are shedding yellow or orange leaves. Rainfall has been plentiful and frequent all the way since the spring, and this has caused an early outbreak of a fungal disease called Cercospora leaf spot. This is a common disease of crepe myrtles, and they get it to some degree every summer. But this year, it's especially heavy, and it's especially early, and it's lowering the vigor of many trees. This is delaying flowering, or in some cases, it may even prevent flowering. So if you find your crepe myrtles don't bloom as well this year as they typically have in the past, that's most likely the cause. It's oftentimes weather-related when something like that happens. Now, it's too late to spray anything once you see the symptoms of Cercospora leaf spot. The infection has already occurred, and spraying won't do any good. Crepe myrtles generally tolerate this disease very well, and they always recover. So although you may see some lower vigor and, again, some issues with flowering this year, the life of the trees is in no real danger, and there's no real need for concern. Now, as far as a lack of flowers go, there's some other reasons why trees won't bloom as well. Young trees in the first 3 to 5 years after planting oftentimes are more interested in growing. Trees that are in too much shade will oftentimes not bloom as well. And if your tree doesn't look all that good, the canopy is thin, it's kind of scraggly looking, well, trees that are in low vigor almost never bloom very well, and that may be an issue for those. You can try fertilizing trees that are in low vigor, try to stimulate some good growth on those, and that might produce some better flowering for you. Crepe myrtle is also prone to an insect called crepe myrtle aphid. As they feed on the tree, they excrete little droplets of a sugary liquid called honeydew. This accumulates on the leaves and the branches and causes a black fungus called sooty mold to grow on the tree. Well, this really makes the tree look terrible. Controlling aphids is not so hard on smaller trees. You can spray with a light horticultural oil or any insecticide labeled to control aphids on ornamentals. If you have a larger tree, look for the insecticide drenches at your local nursery or garden center. These are applied to the root system of the tree. The tree absorbs the material and it gets into the foliage, and that kills off the aphids and prevents them from causing a lot of problems and that sooty mold from happening as well. One of the irritating things about crepe myrtles, as much as we love them, is their bad habit of producing suckers. You know, when P.T. Barnum said there's a sucker born every minute, he wasn't talking about crepe myrtles, but he certainly could have been. Young crepe myrtles in particular are really bad about sending up shoots from the base of the trunk that we call suckers. Now, stay on top of those, prune them off promptly when they're only about 6 to 12 inches long, cut them back flush with the trunk, never leave a stub, that just makes the situation worse. And check your local nursery. There are some sprout inhibitors like Monterey Sucker Stopper that can help prevent suckers from coming back. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.